Enjoy.
Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host. We do it every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s right on through the pop rock 2000s and today. This week, we're going to break from the regular format, and we're going to do something a little bit different. So we will not have Phil's pick this week. We won't have the one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And instead, we've got something special. We're going to feature major rock bands that have had two main or lead singers. From the beginning of time, when God first created the rock band, there was a certain mold that 99% of them followed. You had a drummer, a lead guitarist, a bass guitarist, a rhythm guitarist, and one of them was the lead singer. And it was a charismatic, dynamic frontman who, more often than not, became the face of the band. But every once in a while, a band came along with two lead singers, either of whom could have been a legitimate frontman. And it's not like in sports where they say about quarterbacks and goalies, if you have two of them, you really don't have one. Many of these bands, on the strength of these dual lead singers, were able to reach superstardom internationally. As these bands alternate their lead singers, the sound is similar. It still sounds like the band, but somehow it's a little bit different, usually because the songs with different lead singers also had different writers. Those who wrote the songs more often than not wanted to sing them themselves. So today we're going to listen to some of these superstar bands with multiple lead singers and talk about which version of that band you like better. With some of these, in my mind, they manage to maintain a consistent sound, but with others, the sound can be very different. And I have a very strong preference for one sound or the other, and maybe you do too. Now, some bands have two lead singers, but they're indistinguishable. I think of bands like The Cars, Pink Floyd, Squeeze. It's really the same sound with slightly different voices. So we're not going to play them today. We're going to focus on those that have a very distinct and separate sound. So that's what we're going to do this hour. We're going to play two songs per band, one featuring each lead vocalist. I'll do my best to play songs that showcase their voices so you can really think about it. And then I'll tell you which one I like better and why. So let's get started. And let's get this one out of the way first. Beatles fans from the early days of Beatlemania had a favorite lead singer. You were either a John fan or a Paul fan. And it had as much to do with their images as it did their music. John was witty and sarcastic, kind of dangerous. Paul was the boy next door, polite, mainstream, and so it went. So let's sample the music. The first song features John Lennon on lead. The second is Paul. Which Beatle fan are you?
There's no way you can be, there's no way you're meant to be.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
couple in a row from the Beatles, as we feature famous rock bands with two lead singers. That one features Paul McCartney, Hey Jude. And we heard John Lennon's lead on All You Need Is Love. Whenever I hear Hey Jude now, I can't help but think of the movie Yesterday, where the main character wakes up in a world that never heard of the Beatles, so he writes all their songs. And Ed Sheeran, playing himself, tries to convince him to change the title to Hey Dude. It's a good movie if you haven't seen it, Yesterday, about the Beatles. So, which is it, Lennon or McCartney for you with the Beatles? And by the way, George Harrison should get an honorable mention. He also sang lead on several songs, some of the biggest Beatles hits, like While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Here Comes the Sun. But Lennon and McCartney were certainly the main leads. Admittedly, this is a close call, but I was and am a Paul McCartney guy. A couple years ago, Rolling Stone magazine did a feature, The 100 Greatest Singers of All Time, and John Lennon is number 5 on that list. Paul is number 11, so there's maybe a slight weighing toward John Lennon, but I'm a Paul guy, so if I had to choose, and I wish I didn't have to, I probably would choose Paul McCartney. The next band we're going to feature is The Grateful Dead. Now, Jerry Garcia is widely considered the face of the band, but as concertgoers know, Bob Weir shared the spotlight and sang lead on almost as many of the songs. So we're going to play two Grateful Dead songs. The first one features Jerry Garcia, the second Bob Weir. And you decide what you like better here on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out, run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Get out and run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Stop running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry awake, lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne-Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Thank you. trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the doodah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means, and just won't let you be.
Meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doodah man once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
Couple in a row from the Grateful Dead. That one featuring Bob Weir on lead, it's Truckin', and Jerry Garcia on the lead on Friend of the Devil. I admit I'm not a big Grateful Dead fan, so take my opinion with a bit of grain of salt, but I strongly prefer Bob Weir. I recognize that Jerry Garcia is the signature voice of the Grateful Dead, but I find his voice really thin and not very, like, with very little presence. Bob Weir's got a good solid voice, and he's also had some really good solo work. He's got an album called Ace, which is excellent. Also, Heaven Help the Fool. So, on that case, probably against popular opinion, I skew toward the Bob Weir Grateful Dead on that one. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here with you. We've got a special show going this morning featuring the superstar rock bands with two lead singers. And we're talking about singers, bands that had two singers at the same time, not bands who replaced their lead singer due to a departure of the first one. So bands like Van Halen or Queen, they're not eligible under this definition. So next up, we've got The Who. Roger Daltrey is a frontman right out of Central Casting. He's got the flowing blonde hair, the great stage presence. He's been an actor. He often just stood at the mic and sang without playing an instrument, but he actually is an excellent guitarist. Now, Pete Townshend is known more for his guitar playing and songwriting than his singing, but he did sing lead on many of The Who songs, and he also released many solo albums. So we're going to play two from The Who now. The first features Pete Townshend, the second Roger Daltrey. You decide, which version of The Who do you like better? On Rock of Ages.
Thank you. Only love can make it rain the way the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love can make it rain like the sweat of lovers laying in the field.
The Who, on Rock of Ages on WMFO. This one's a little obvious. I think you have to go with the Roger Daltrey Who. Peter Townsend is a great guitarist, a great songwriter, and a decent singer, but Roger Daltrey is the Who in my mind. And in that Rolling Stone article that listed the top 100 greatest singers of all time, he came in at number 61. Pete Townsend didn't even place on the list. So we're going to go with Roger Daltrey on that one. Next up are the Eagles. The Eagles are an interesting one because they have two very strong lead singers in Glenn Frey and Don Henley, but they're very, very different in style. And each of them has sung lead on some of the biggest Eagles hits. So we're going to listen to two from the Eagles right now. The first one featuring Glenn Frey, then Don Henley. And you decide, which Eagles do you like better? On Rock of Ages.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you. desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is one world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the winter time? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the night time from the day. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
You better let somebody love you before it's too late.
Soulful rasp of Don Henley on that one from the Eagles, Desperado, and we heard Already Gone featuring the vocals of Glenn Frey. By the way, the Eagles also get an honorable mention to Joe Walsh and even Randy Meisner, who sang lead on several Eagles songs, but again, it's been mostly Frey and Henley doing lead. I prefer the Glenn Frey Eagles. It's a cleaner sound compared to Henley's rasp. I do like Don Henley a lot. I love his solo stuff. End of the Innocence is one of my favorites. But there's an overtone of pretension in his voice a little bit. The Frey stuff is a little more fun, I think is the best way to describe it. But that's my opinion. You may differ. That's cool. We are featuring superstar bands with two lead singers today on Rock of Ages. We'll be back with our next selection right after this.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Our next selection for a superstar band with two lead singers is the Beach Boys. Mike Love generally wrote and sang the fun Beach Boys surfing songs. Brian Wilson sang the more complex, melancholy songs. Two different sounds from the Beach Boys. Which one do you like better? We'll start with Mike Love, then go to Brian Wilson on Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm. you'll have fun, 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 till your daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, 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 till your daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Couple from the Beach Boys. That's Brian Wilson on Don't Worry Baby, and we heard Mike Love featured on main vocals on Fun Fun Fun. The distinction between Mike Love and Brian Wilson is a lot like the distinction between Glenn Frey and Don Henley, in that Love has that cleaner, more fun sound. However, I'm going to go with Brian Wilson this time, just because it's that otherworldly falsetto to me that is the signature Beach Boys sound. I'm a big Brian Wilson fan. I like his solo stuff, I love his production, etc. And that maybe influenced me a little bit, but to me, that is the Beach Boys, so I'm going with Brian Wilson. Up next is the Doobie Brothers. Now, this show features bands who had two lead singers at the same time. The Doobie Brothers are sort of an exception. Tom Johnson sang lead on many of the band's early signature hits, but then later Michael McDonald took over leads, especially when Johnson got sick and left the band for a while. But then Johnson came back a few years later, and he and McDonald have both slipped in and out of the band, and there were many years where they did overlap. So I'm going to allow them to qualify on that basis alone. Perhaps more than any other, the sound is vastly different between the two lead singers. I have a very, very strong opinion about this one. You've probably heard me say it before, but let's give a listen. Two from the Doobie Brothers, the first one featuring Tom Johnston, the second Michael McDonald, on Rock of Ages.
When the sun comes up, I wanna sleep in.
Two very, very different sounds for the Doobie Brothers. Michael McDonald on lead, Taking It to the Streets, and Tom Johnston on China Grove. I'm not going to lie. I can't stand Michael McDonald. His voice makes my blood run cold. I don't know why. I think maybe it was oversaturation in the 80s and early 90s when he was the guest background singer on just about every song you heard on the radio. But I have a very, very strong preference for the Tom Johnston Doobie Brothers, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, we're at the end of the hour already. I hope you enjoyed the show. We've featured bands, superstar bands, with two prominent lead singers. There are a couple that we didn't get a chance to get to. I did get a bunch of suggestions from friends over the course of the last week. Some of them I got on the air, some I didn't. Like Fleetwood Mac, for example. There's the Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks debate. Also the Allman Brothers with Dickie Betts and Greg Allman. Could have done Genesis or Simon and Garfunkel, which would have been interesting because Paul Simon sang lead on most of the songs, but their biggest hit ever is Bridge Over Troubled Water, and that was sung by Garfunkel. All that would have been good, but we did run out of time. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, we will return with our regular format, and I'm looking forward to that. So until next week, this is Ron LaRussa saying thanks for listening. Take care. Have a great week, a terrific weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.